It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, no doubt, but there's just something going on. It just doesn't. Maybe I'm way off. Well, maybe I'm looking way too deep into all these things. But like the totality of all these things, of all the stuff being said, the attitude, body language. What else am I as a Niner fan to interpret?
Well, I think about it like this. Before we get to a baldy cut about the red zone issues, right? I think about John Lynch, the player and the GM, and who he is as a man.
He's no nonsense.
He played with Keyshawn Johnson. They won a Super Bowl with Keyshawn Johnson. Wasn't really a Buck. You know, Warren Sapp touches on this. It's like, dude, we advocated for you to come here. You didn't really fit in with our culture. And John Gruden deactivated that guy for the rest of the season. Remember that?
He
deactivated him.
Remember it
fondly. Now, as a coach in the pros, you have to run it by your captains. You have to run it by your leaders of the team, the Derrick Brooks, the Warren Sapps, the John Lynches. Who else was on offense? I forget who was on offense.
Simeon Rice
was out there.
He might have been with Arizona at that time.
Maybe. But you don't think John Gruden had ran that by the leaders of the team saying, hey, this is what we're going to do.
No doubt.
And they were probably like, yeah, let's do it. We won before with him. I mean, we didn't win a Super Bowl, but we were very successful without him. We don't go for this. John Lynch is not that guy. Then you think about the day I was on vacation and Lynch and Shanahan went up there basically at the podium saying, yeah, it's up to him to practice. We expect him to practice. And if he's not out there, then you know what? We got to do some other things. He basically said that. I'd never heard Lynch and Shanahan that stern. I'd go, oh boy, they're about to move off of Ayuk. And they almost did. And then Lynch was at the fundraiser. Remember that night? He goes, I don't care who's here, who's not. We're going to compete for a damn Super Bowl. So when I think about last Friday, and Lynch is in his office looking at the practice field, and he's seeing this. He's going, I've skated this dude $30 million a year? What the hell is going on here?
I just think that every keen observer of the Niners is sitting here like, something doesn't feel right.
Yep.
It just doesn't. It doesn't have the same touch that it used to. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't go as far as to say, this is a Jordan Poole situation. But it sure feels closer to Jordan Poole than it feels harmonious, you know? And I think that both parties, out of convenience, clearly got the deal done. He got the deal. And I still don't even know if he's that happy.
Well, I think he's fine. That's just his personality. I think we're reading too much into it. Brandon Ayuk's usually a quiet guy, which is so surprising to see him so outspoken this offseason because I never heard him this outspoken. And people around the team says, hey, this guy's a quiet dude. He's very reserved. He doesn't like to be out there like that. But for the first time in his career, he got all this attention. And some people act different when they get attention, right?
That's true.
Some people act different when they get the limelight. That's why you can never change, right? But something seems off.
But
the practice thing on Friday.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was alarming to me. Even I had to step back and say, well, come on, man. Because I've been part of teams where you've seen little things like that, where guys go a little, and I'm not even going to call it a tantrum, but it was just like.
It was unnecessary. That's what
seen,
I would do.
We've all been part of a team. I don't know if you've been a part of a team. I've seen that before, and then it was very low level, high school, all that stuff.
And somebody on your team is like, I want to knock that guy out. Like, this is in, I'm talking high school level, where guys are like, come on, man, you need to like just get in line here. Get in line with everyone. Here's the thing. The individual isolated incident of the shorts to me is a no big deal. But when you couple it with the totality of everything else that's going on, well, that's when my ears and my eyes buck up. And I go, all right, look, there's more to this than meets the eye. And look, the individual thing is not that big of a deal. Right. But again, when you couple it with body language, frustration, the last 6 months, like at some point you just throw your hands up like, come on, man. What are you doing? And of all the guys on the roster who should kind of be falling in line, it's the guy that just got paid.
Right. No doubt. He's got to be a leader for this team. There's no doubt about that. Now, again, I'm going to be with Team Ayuk in terms of getting your money. And I think the 49ers front office botched this situation. Just give him the money right after Super Bowl. Guy wanted to get paid right after Super Bowl.
Oh, the timeline was clearly messed up.
And the receiver market got reset. And then you flirted with trading him or Debo at the draft. And you didn't do it. So now what? So I don't know, man, but that short situation really was alarming. Although Debo Samuel says that it's a bit overblown.
You know me, I kind of think, you know, they kind of blew away out of proportion than what it was, you know, what it's shown to be. But what's so crazy in the locker room, me and B.A. was, I seen them had the red shorts on, and I was like, we had the red jerseys. I was like, yo, this combo kind of cold. And so I was like, I went in the equipment room. I was trying to find me some red shorts at the time. And they was like, man, we don't have any more of these. So I was like, And so went out to practice, you know, him and Cal was going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't as serious as they was making it. But you see, he put the black shorts on and we moved on past it and we went out there and got the dub. So maybe it's a trend that you might see the Niners come to practice in some red shorts.
Maybe Ayuk needs to be in the red shorts every practice because it definitely felt like the 49ers were super back this weekend.
Yeah, we was cooling.
So that's Debo Samuel on this podcast. What is it, the Debo Samuel Show? That's what they call it.
Cleats and Convos.
Cleats and Convos. Has it gotten better? Cleats and Convos? That was a good answer. Debo, I mean, he expounded on it. That was a 45-second answer from Debo Samuel. A long answer. I'm not mad at that.
I would say to him, like, again, the individual shorts thing's not, it's not the end-all be-all. No one is saying it's some, like, crazy thing. But when you add everything up, that's where it's like, what's going on here?
But Debo saying, man, that combination kind of cold, man. The red on red. We may have to do that. I was looking for some red shorts. So that could either be Debo having his boys back.
Who knows?
Saying like, hey, I was looking for some red shorts. Yeah, now, what if Debo and Brandon Ayuk went out there in red shorts? What would the issue be? Because that's it. That's fascinating to me that Debo is looking for red shorts in the equipment room. But, you know, he had the black shorts on underneath or whatnot. I don't know what Ayuk was doing. But it was just the fact that you did it, and now the media takes it. And you know the media is going to, not us, but they're going to clip that. They're going to clip that. And it's going to get on the internet. So it's like, oh, boy, on a Friday. And now Shanahan has to get asked a question. But Shanahan debunked it right away. He's like, yeah, he's not going to be punished. And Shanahan's like, look, I got to wear stuff I don't want to wear. So they did a great job of sweeping it under the rug and moving on and winning the football game. But let's see what's next. What's next? Now, you don't think John Lynch, who's a poker player, who's been ultra-aggressive in his tenure with the 49ers, and he finds out that Devontae Adams is available and they're having issues in the red zone, this is what good GMs do. The president of football operations, John Lynch, you definitely know he's dialing up the Las Vegas Raiders saying, okay, second-round pick. What do you want for that? I don't know if Ricky Pearsall is going to play. We obviously are having trouble scoring in the red zone. I don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be back. John Lynch is going to call. That's what good GMs do. You call about great players.
I'm just so surprised where this has turned. It's just, again, I'm not saying that the guy has to go or that he's demanding to go or any of those things. It's just the whole thing has been so bizarre for a guy that didn't really, I don't remember any outbursts. The guy was crying with glasses on to end the season.
Yeah.
you know, with the Super Bowl for a variety of reasons. Right. And then just the whole offseason was weird. The hold in was weird. The money portion, the fact that they offered him. And
well, Jayden Daniels.
He sat on it. And I
everything. Jayden Daniels, the video, going to the podcast. Ryan Clark? What is it called?
So weird.
The Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark. And he sat down with Ryan Clark. And Jayden Daniels was with him. And it was just... We've gotten to know a lot about Aiyuk this past year, but I still think he was worth the money. I still think it's a hell of a wide receiver. But knowing that, like, damn, no training camp obviously is affecting him. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Then we'll get to Matt and SF. Philmo, what's happening?
Hey, with all due respect, Mr. King, King of the Hill, you know what I'm saying? But the media's gonna clip that and come down people's road, but not us. What do you mean not us? What do you mean? You got the baton in your hand. You're running with it right now.
It's a story, Philmo.
Debo just said, I feel it, but Debo just said, hey man, it ain't nothing to see here, man. Like y'all doing just blowing out of proportion. I'm siding with the bookmakers of the team.
Philmo, let me ask you this. When you saw that video Friday, I didn't make a big deal about it, but I was like, damn, that ain't a good look. It's not a good look, right? It's pro football, man. That's something we saw in Pop Warner. We saw that with the San Francisco Seahawks dudes doing that. Washington High School, you don't see that on the pro football field. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, what the hell are we doing out here?
But you know what it is, I think, man, and this is not a real take, but I just say this. I just think, bro, they really understand the task at hand, and they was like on some like, man, they was just bored, bro. Like, they playing the Patriots. It's a Friday. Why are we tripping those sports type of things? But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
like, I'm not saying that they're – yeah, you know what I just think maybe it's one of those situations within the season that, you feel me, it can happen. But I honestly feel the temperament of the team because they don't seem like they're making – I think it's more so week to week with this team, more so than the last 2-3 years where they're trying to set themselves up to be in a better position. I really think it's week to week. And with the McCaffrey injury, they understand, man, like, anything can happen. It's week to week. Let's just take it slow.
Film off.
I want him back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it does feel a little weird, though, right? I mean, that's all. I mean, not just the shorts, just the whole thing the last couple months. It's been weird.
It has been weird, but...
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit, Philmo. Break it up a little bit. Call us back when you get some he's definitely smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, God, that's not jealous. It's not a question. Smoking and driving.
Mike, though.
By the way, Mike will be our...
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.